Anybody need him?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But this is another day the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
We shall rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Anybody glad to be in the day? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he didn't have to bring you over today. He could have ended your invitation yesterday. But he's out here extending another day for you. Hallelujah. And so I'm so glad about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not going to complain. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time out for complaining. Hallelujah. And time in for praises. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get delivered through our praises. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, he would do what he said he would do. Hallelujah. We may not like it, but who cares? You can't do a thing about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're just going to have to take what comes with the day. If we want to be here. Hallelujah. When you get tired of taking what's going on today, then he's going to take you home. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I thought about taking you to the detention room, but you will be in the detention room for long. Hallelujah. He's going to separate the right from the wrong. Okay, and he's going to make us the bridegroom of his kingdom. Glory be to God. I am glad to be in the number. One more time. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we praise and honor him. For our presider, ministers of best. And to Elders Green, who shares the rostrum with us. Elders Gist, Steve Lewis, and Elders Bush, Elder Lewis on the grounds over there. Okay. Okay, I think I got them all. To all of the other officers of the church and every layperson in the house. God, everybody's special. Everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever attitude you went up into, guess what? God said you needed it. All right. We said God didn't say it, but God said you need it because if it didn't need it,
that's right.
He wouldn't be knocking at your door.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And when it comes knocking at your door, you ready.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever it is, you ready to receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we deny it, so when we deny it, we miss it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Have you ever heard somebody say in the state of denial? Mm-hmm. I think we've all been there one time or another. Okay. What time is it?
Good news time.
It's good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. We come to bring you a reminder. I didn't come to bring you nothing new.
That's right.
I just came to remind you. Hallelujah. Because things are looking dim. And God let me know that we need to remind the people.
There you go. Right there.
Hallelujah. Where they can find that help.
Yes.
Find that joy and that deliverance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because it's not that we don't know.
That's right.
It's just that we forget.
Yeah.
We so easily forget things. Okay, we hold on to some things we ought not be holding on to, and forget about the things you need to be clinging to.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'll be glad when we stop being backwards and do what the Lord said do.
Yeah.
Okay. From the book of Philippians, 4th chapter. Start at verse 4. Philippians, 4th chapter, begin with verse 4. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, you, the mental man, physical man, spiritual man. We yield into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Anoint us for this task. In the name of Jesus, that every word be anointed, filled with your power and your deliverance, your victory, your joy, your peace, your love. Thank you, God, for all you continue to do. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Philippians, 4th chapter. 4th verse says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, with let your request be known, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. Okay, I think I stopped there. Say, neighbor, don't worry. Okay. This is a tool that Hammett used, and he used it highly successful, because we find many people in distress all the time. They are either worrying about this thing or worrying about that thing.
Yes.
And even when things seem to be going right, we worry about it going right, because we start looking for it going wrong. But stop by to let you know today that you need to just think about the things as they occur. Handle it as we can during the time that we're involved. But we don't need to hold on to it, especially if it's something that you can't do nothing about.
Amen.
But do what the Lord said.
Yeah.
Pray.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Joy.
Hallelujah. And he will help you to overcome it. We talked to you last Sunday about the things that will come upon us, and we think that we're the only one going through. I want you to know that everybody's going through something. Okay, all right, and we're going through it because of what has happened in the garden. Now, we tend to worry about things are going, you really start looking for something bad to happen. Because we're saying things are going too smooth now. But when you start thinking that, guard yourself and make sure that you are following your cue from the Lord. And if you do that, you can go through these trials and these tribulations and do it with joy. The word said, rejoice in the Lord. Always. Okay? And don't let it come on you without you rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. Not in your tribulations. Not in your burdens, not in your problems, but rejoice in the Lord. We're not asking you to rejoice for any bad thing, but rejoice in the bad thing. All right? Why are you going through? Be happy. Why are you being going through? Be rejoicing. Why are you going through? Pray. Do everything but worry.
That's right.
Okay. But we get on the worry block and can't think of nothing else. Uh-huh. We worry when we get up in the morning. We worry when we go to bed at night. Worry, worry, worry. Even though 100 things may have happened to you that was good that day, you miss every one of them. Because you stuck on that one thing that seemed to be getting you down the most. And you've been doing that for years. And the problem is still there. You haven't changed a bit. You changed, but the problem didn't. Okay. So, rejoice. You got to know when to rejoice and how to rejoice. Okay? So, don't say, I thank God for my tribulation, but I thank God for taking me through my tribulations. Okay? Not we got to rejoice because somebody said I have a name kind of the disease. I'm not rejoicing because I have it. I'll be rejoicing because I'm going to go through it. But the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my guide. And he said he will do it for me. All I got to do is call him. Whatever it is, I just need to believe God. Okay, and ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. Hallelujah. So you need to know that I need to pray. And as I pray, I need to know that the answer is not on the way. It's already here. All right. Because the answer is in the Lord. And he's with me all the time. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. 365 days of the year. He is with me every second of the day. Okay. So, rejoice, because God got my back. Okay? So I ain't gonna worry. The president has got this world in a mess. And it seems like we're going the wrong way. Okay? And things seem to not be working out right. And it's because we're not following what the word said. God gave us the power. God gave us the deliverance. God gave us the victory. He put it all in our hands. Now, how you handle it is up to you. You got a choice to be in the Word of God or to be out of the Word and in your Word. You may seek to ask man for the answer, and you're a man asking the man. You need to be asking God. He is the one who can do everything all the time, every day. He will not do things that's wrong. He will not make a mistake. He will have it fixed for you if you only accept it. The answer is in God. We need to pray more. Okay? And then not just pray, but when you pray, start looking for your answer. Because it's there with you. You just got to find it. Start looking for your answer. It's in the Word of God. And when you find it in the Word of God, open it up. Knock. And the door will be open. Open it up. Read it, and then apply it. Don't just read it and try to figure it out. Read it and apply it. You can't figure it out what God got to do for you. You just got to accept what God said do, and do what God said do. We hold the power of our deliverance in our hand through the Lord. And we worry needlessly and by doing so we slowly fulfill that verse that says the devil comes to do one of three things. The first one, he come to what? Steal. Now, he can't steal it if you ain't got it. So if he's stealing it from you, you must have had it. Okay. The devil comes to do one or three things. You up all joyful today, and before the night come, you boohooing, worrying about this didn't happen today and that didn't happen today. If it didn't happen for you today, it's because you didn't need it today. So he comes to steal. What is he stealing? He's stealing your joy. First of all, he's going to take your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's right, right there.
And if he can get your joy, he got you because he ain't got no power. The only power he got is the power of deception. And what is deception? Starts with an L. It's a lie. Deception. You try to deceive somebody. That's a lie. And that was the devil got the power of deception, because the very first thing he did was to deceive Adam and Eve. It got them thinking that God lied. And when they thought that God lied, they took of the forbidden fruit. Don't take what God said don't do. It brings death. The devil come to steal your health. Okay. He come to steal, to kill, and he's stealing our health slowly. Okay. And we are doing it by allowing him, we allow him to do it by because we worry when we should be casting all our problems to the Lord. Not carry them nowhere, but cast them.
Yeah.
Okay. Throw them away. Don't care where they fall, because God is there. See, we say, take them to the Lord, cast them. Throw them out there to the Lord. Okay. He's there if you don't do but fall from your hand to your feet. God is there. He's everywhere. There's nowhere in existence that is that there's where God is not. Hallelujah. So he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Alright. He wanted to destroy who? You, us, you and me. He come to do that. And we allow him to do it. But Jesus said, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I came. I left my throne in glory to come that you might have life. I came to 42 generations. Hallelujah. Just to save you. I came. Don't worry. And I heard him say when he was dying on the cross, it is finished. What's finished, Pastor? The work I came to do, I finished it. I came to destroy the devil, I finished it. I came to take the devil's power, I did. Because I went down to hell. I took the keys from the devil. Hallelujah. I got up on the third day, and I got up with all power. So what other power the devil had, God took it back there at the cross and gave it to his son Jesus. All power. God said it. So the devil ain't got no power. What are you doing beating you up? It looks like he's beating you up. But he ain't done a thing. You beat yourself up. But you want to put it on this one and put it on that one? Put it on everybody but the right one. That's you. Alright. You choose to worry when you could choose to be thankful. That's God said, don't worry. Worrying means that God failed to worry me. God failed, because when we're worrying, you just think about this cannot happen. I can't take no more of this. God said, I've given you power over all the enemies. You got the power. Just like in November, you're going to have the power to change Congress. It's in your hands. You going to the poll. You going to vote. It's in your hands. God giving us that ability, but if you don't do it, they may take that away from you. Because they're working on it, trying to make you powerless. God made you, gave you power, but he's trying to make you powerless by stealing your vote. Well, how did he steal my vote? But I didn't vote. That's how he stole it. You can't vote if you lost it somewhere. You got to have your ID. And if you don't have your ID, you can't vote. The devil stole it. Because you didn't go vote. He come that you might have life. Don't worry, God's giving you life. You can't lose. Because whatever it is, God gave me the victory. Hallelujah. Don't forget it. Devil wants to destroy us. Oh, I got to get out of here now. The Lord is at hand. Don't worry about anything. He is at hand. The devil might make you think that he left you, but he is at hand. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's always at hand. So don't let a minute go by that you're going to worry about anything. If you said he put it in the Lord's hand, put it in his hand and leave it alone. Pray. We ask God to deliver. We claim he did deliver. And the very next moment, we're worrying about it. What you think will do with your prayer? You lost it when you took it back worrying. You told God about it, but you just want to say, but I got it, God. Rather than saying, God, you handle it. I can't do a thing about it. I tried and I tried. Just got kept deeper in getting involved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. That careful is talking about worrying. Right? Because when you're careful about things, that means you're worrying about it. If God got it, why are you worried about it? So be careful, or don't worry for nothing. Nothing at all. Don't worry about it. Okay? Thank God you're here to go through with it. But don't worry about it, because God got it. And he's going to work it out for your good. Because all things work it together toward the good of them that love God. is for your good.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't worry. Somebody's trying to bless you.
Yeah.
They may not understand,
yeah,
but they're trying to bless you.
Yeah.
They may not want to bless you, but whatever it is, God's going to turn it to a blessing. Because
yeah,
they meant it for our bad.
Uh-huh.
God's going to change it for your good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy try to do to you,
yeah,
God's going to turn around and make it a blessing. He's working it out. He's working it out. All I got to do is don't worry. God got this. Ain't gonna worry about it. Whatever comes out is what God said supposed to come out. And it's gonna come that way whether I accept it or not. And because God can't lie. So don't worry about them, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With thanksgiving. God, thank you for taking me through whatever this is I'm going through. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Keep me strong. The joy of the Lord, not your joy, but the Lord's joy, is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall do what? Shall keep your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. Don't worry. God's got it covered. Hallelujah. So finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are pure, true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. So you want to be thinking about something? Think on those verses that those things that's read in the 8th verse. Hallelujah. And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So do what the word said, and God will be with you. Okay? Now, God said he won't never leave you, but he didn't say what you weren't going to do. So if he ain't with you, guess what? You left him. No. We got angry with God, and we were mad with him, and because he outgrown, and we're the bride, okay? And we're on a honeymoon with him. But then something happened. You got angry, and you walked out on God. And God's saying, I'm waiting for you to come back.
Yeah.
Ah, you left me, so you got to come back to me. Okay. God got it. You left me and some of us got divorced. Some of us were separated for a while. And others got tired of being separated and said, let me get a loose woman period. And we divorced them. That means you backslid. But God said, I'm married. I'm married to the backslider. So whatever you do, I'm standing here waiting to come back home. And all you got to do is say, Father, and forgive me for I've fallen away by the wayside. Forgive me. Take me back. And I live for you. Hallelujah. God. Ain't you worried about what you've been doing while you're out there? Just come on back. I ain't gonna worry, man. I ask you a thousand questions. Why do you leave? Just come on back. I'm standing here waiting. My arms wide open. I said, come unto me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm weak and lonely and hot, and shall find rest for your soul. Don't worry. God bless. Amen.
Pastor gave us an awesome word. For the time has come, if you don't know Christ, now is your time. He can forgive you for all that you did. All he wants you to do is come. While the choir is giving us a selection, the altar is open. If you want to give your life to Christ, or if you need prayer for any situation that you're going through, the altar is now open. Hallelujah. Amen. No one came, but it's still not too late. Amen. Amen. It's not too late to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor will no wise lose his reward.
Hallelujah. Don't forget, don't worry. Okay? Because worrying doesn't make it happen. It causes things to get worse. So that means you must have loved worrying. Then you want to make it bigger than what it is. Yeah. All right. God bless you.
Let everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Now may the grace of God speak in the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide with the night's fall. And forevermore, everybody say amen.
Church, say amen.
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 God bless you all.